Good morning, Intervet fans, and welcome. We're today at Turfantine, Sunday the 15th of June, 9 race program, 21 pin prompter, 7 meter false rail from the 700 meter mark. Race 1 juvenile plate, fillies 11.60. The maiden Anchorage was top of the boards. Two very nice runs from her. But number 6, detailed forecast. The cock course has been backed into 5-4 favorites. So take a very good note of that. It's not going to be easy because there's some horses who've got some form here. It's Versace on cracking form, and I think she might be the main danger. 3 winners come out of her 2 starts. Expect her to go well. Fair Proposal obviously got some sort of chance. Move on to race 2, juvenile plate, 11.60. The favorite here, Jan van Goyen, the next to cock runner. 68.02, first time out. Very good time indeed for a juvenile. And he looks very hard to oppose and should be a banker. Shadow Facts didn't run a bad race for the Terry outfit. Probably for retaking the ride gives it a chance and got the feeling. Won well and there's been a winner from 2 starts. Race 3, the maiden plate, 1,400 meters. And your favorite is Radio Star, the Aussie inmate with Lorena aboard. A very nice first run. Has been entered for the Premier's Champion Juvenile Stakes. So they obviously think a lot of it, the Fireaway Colt. It was supported first time out. So it's got to go and win this and win convincingly. I don't see much opposition. Johnny Drama's second run. Chieftain Shield's got some form. Jabberwocky might improve with the blinkers. Silver Longsword rests and gelding with Fourie aboard it. So basically Radio Star should be able to put this lot to sleep and then go to the premiers. Race 4, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,400 meters. And I made it a 3-cornered contest. Green Street is my find of the race and probably the each way bet of the day. Zaki aboard for Terry. Took a terrible drift last time. When they take a drift, that's where they run. So ignore its last start. This is third run after a rest. Go well here. Hollywood Dream number 8 could improve. Then another drift of second time out. And then the 2 2-year-olds, Daisy Jones and Japanese Garden, both got really decent chances in a race like this. Race 5, maiden plate, fillies and mares. They got 2,000 meters. And it's very difficult to look past Into Dancing. Run 2 really nice races. She would love the 2,000 meters being by Ideal World. Lorena takes a ride on her. What can beat her? 8 Hopscotch, some chance. 1 Lava Lamps had 3 nice runs and look for this one to run well. And then 2 Matiaso got some sort of chance as well. Race 6, maiden plate, 2,000 meters. This looks a little more tricky. You've got Inflame as your favorite, 7-2, with Mizzen Sword and Santiago's Pride, little between the 3. And I think that you might find some improvement from 4 Future King and 5 Follow the Master, so I'd put them both in as well. Majulun, number 8, has been very, very disappointing. Beautifully bred. Maybe this is the trip it's looking for. Might be worth throwing it in with Kamalo aboard it. Race 7, middle stakes, 11.60. The course and distance specialist, Chiavana, number 1, is my other each way of the day. Lorena aboard it. He's ridden it 7 times for 3 wins and 4 places. Guy Gibson's your favorite week at 7-2. Never won over the course and distance. Fourie aboard it. That's always a pointer. The others I thought worth looking at. Bob's Your Uncle won well. Banff has got a very, very small profile. 4 runs, 1 win and 2 places. Could be a big improver here. Jury's out, 1,200 meters, I don't know, and then a big roughie, Biopharma. Might be worth throwing into bigger perms. Race 8, merit-rated handicap, 1,600 meters. Looking at the betting clause, your favorite. He got 3 points for winning last time, which didn't seem excessive, and I think that he'll probably go well here again over this course and distance. That's what he won over. I think Command Pilot will run a lot closer, number 5. He's won over the course and distance, third run. And then Presley looks absolutely ready. Another course and distance specialist with Gavin Lorena, who rides this horse well. He's had 7 rides for 3 wins and 2 places. So goes into your play as well. Don't ignore 10 Press On regardless. Very good form since it's 1. Should go well. 2 Artist Model might well be worth including as well as a cock runner. Race 9, merit rated handicap, 1600 meters. I think you're going to find this is a four-cornered contest. Mountain High. Well, this filly is a lot better than I think that her profile looks, and I think she'll go really well here. Drawn one, that's going to help her. Her last run wasn't bad in a feature. Then you've got Kyoto. Good last, looks like an improver. Palace Dancer, got very good form. The arena aboard has got to go really well here. Too late, my mate, might be a roughie to consider. Looks like a good day's racing. And remember, Interbet, you can bet on the US Open in running. That's what I'm doing. It looks fun. From me, James Goodman, have a really good day at Turfantine.